patiently trust. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? O Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Christian, examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. For without faith it is impossible to please God. And remember, the Lord in his grace has dealt each one a measure of faith. Faith, beloved, patiently trust. Oh, but faith is tried in the furnace of affliction, and deep faith is furthermore strained as the increasing pressure bears down. And as faith is tried, so faith is purified. And as faith is purified, so faith increases. And as faith increases, so faith is tried again. Tried and refined and tried again. Tried and refined and tried yet again. Tried to the extremity of endurance. Purified faith is often tried through the anguish of long delays. Deepening faith often hears the deafening clang of a silent reply. He sometimes permits our hammering on the golden gate of heaven, which remains shut fast, unmoving, unyielding, firmly closed as though rusted upon their hinges. The Lord often suffers the cries of his precious ones to echo and re-echo in their ears, reverberating as from a brazen sky. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have the pleasure, my Lord, also being old?" Faith, Sarah, patiently trust. The brightness of the sun is shrouded as by a thick cloud. The refreshing stream is replaced by the dust of a parched earth. The true saint continues long in prayer. They wait and wait, with no reply. A shrouded blanket thickly hanging over the tear-stained visage. How long? The praying saint cries out in anguish. How long do you hide your face from me? How long, O Lord? How long? Hear my prayer and let my cry rest upon your ear. And yet the answer is withheld, and faith is further tested. Oh, it's not that their prayers were not vehement. It's not that their pleadings were not accepted. It's not that their requests were unrighteous. It's not that their petitions were unanswered. It's not that their supplications were rejected. And Hannah was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and all wept in anguish. I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation. Faith, Hannah, patiently trust. But it pleases him who is sovereign, who gives according to his own pleasure, to bid our patience develop into long, long suffering. Into long, longer, and the longest suffering. Shall he not answer in his own way, and in his own time? Shall he not exercise his will according to his riches and mercy? Shall he not bequeath his benefit to his child, to the glory of his name? No righteous prayer is ever lost to the heart of God. No heart sigh ever misses the Father's rapt attention. No breath of prayer is ever spent in vain. For those things we reckon as refusals are simply his postponements, and those desires we count as denials are simply his delays. Why? Why has he delayed the heart desire for so long? Why has he withheld his answer as the months and years roll by? Why is the boat covered with waves as he sleeps on a cushion? Lord, do you not care? Lord, if you'd heard me. Lord, if you had answered. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Faith, Mary, patiently trust. His postponements will not be delayed forever, nor will his delays be postponed indefinitely. In his time and in his way, your Isaac will be conceived. In his way and in his time, your Samuel will be born. In his way and in his time, your brother will be raised. Faith, beloved, patiently trust.